You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. I'm Amy Eddings. President Barack Obama tapped New Yorker Sean Donovan to lead the region's rebuilding efforts after Sandy. He's the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. Donovan was in New Jersey today, where he toured a FEMA relief center in Monmouth County and described his approach to the federal government's long-term response. WNYC's Anna Sale was there, and she joins me now. Secretary Donovan's portfolio in Washington focuses on housing. Did he describe how he's going to approach this massive task of overseeing rebuilding after Sandy?
Well, housing was certainly his emphasis when he talked about the immediate needs, like getting people registered with FEMA who need housing assistance. But when he talked about the long-term challenges, he talked about helping families get back in permanent housing, but he also mentioned restoring coastlines, shoring up regional transit, and he said he wanted to include building back better, as Governor Andrew Cuomo has said, and make investments to prevent a similar disaster from happening again. But he did say it's not all going to be these big federal initiatives. Another way he sees his role is making sure the federal government isn't complicating local efforts. So he said if there's a federal regulation that's getting in the way, he pointed to one, a federal rule about having not allowing fuel to be outside of basements. He said if that kind of thing doesn't make sense, he'll get rid of the regs that he can, or he will go to Congress if necessary. On the bigger planning questions, like regional transit questions, he talked about getting everybody together and trying to come up with priorities together. The whole process, though, he said, will be starting soon.
I would expect that you will see in the next few weeks a specific plan and timeline of how we will go out to communities, listen to what they want, listen to their vision, and then put together a structure that enables us to work together.
So a Sean Donovan listening tour. We know he was New York City's Commissioner of Housing Preservation and Development under Mayor Bloomberg, but what else do we know about him?
Well, he's trained as an architect and got his master's in public administration, both at Harvard. And that came up a lot as I talked to people about him, this idea that he has both a comfort level with design and with housing policy and how to pay for things and get things moving through the political process. And he's a bit of a whiz kid. He had just turned 43 when he became HUD secretary under Obama. He's worked in housing nearly his entire career, first as an architect, in policy with the Clinton administration, in business at Prudential Mortgage Capital before he joined the Bloomberg administration. So he's got roots here in New York and plenty of political connections. But when he was in New Jersey today, he made sure to mention that he's got some connections there.
This is personal. One of the reasons the president asked me to do this is because I grew up in this region. I was born in New York. I'm married to a girl from New Jersey, got married here, just like the mayor worked at. That's right.
So you heard there, that's New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez saying Donovan married up with his wife from Jersey. And it was a bit of a joke, of course, but it does hint at that regional rivalry that exists between New York and New Jersey. And it's something Donovan is going to have to navigate as these real decisions about funding priorities get made.
What do urban planners and disaster experts think of him being in charge?
Well, I had this really interesting conversation with a woman named Jeannie Birch. She's the co-director of the University of Pennsylvania's Institute for Urban Research. She also lives in New York City. She co-edited a book about the lessons about the government incompetence after Katrina, particularly in urban communities. But when I asked her about Donovan in this role, she said she was so excited she nearly jumped out of her seat. She's been involved with HUD during the Obama administration in what's called this Partnership for Sustainable Communities. And it's been this effort to bring together HUD, as well as the Department of Environmental Protection, as well as the Department of Transportation, to build communities that kind of make sense environmentally and in terms of mobility and in terms of affordability. So she said that's shown her that he has this ability to work across federal agencies. And she also was really pleased with the Obama administration's whole idea of singling out one point person. She said it's difficult to compare Katrina to Sandy because, of course, New Orleans and New York are so different when it comes to the civic and economic bases of those two regions. But she said Katrina was just marked by incompetence and a lack of leadership at the local, state, and federal levels. So she's very heartened by this idea of having one person whose job it is to lead this effort across the levels of government. Here's what she said.
Somebody's got to be the point person who is able to coordinate and direct the resources that are going to be needed. And that sort of person, one would hope, would have an understanding that it takes many, many pieces, many, many agencies to rebuild, but would understand this you know, from the very fibers of his being. And I think that's what we have with Sean Donovan.
One interesting thing, I mentioned that Partnership for Sustainable Communities. A spokesman for Sean Donovan mentioned to me that that could be a pilot project that's come out of that, could be a model for the approach in New York and New Jersey. So all around, sounds like there are very high hopes for Sean Donovan's ability
high
to navigate all of these difficult questions. And we'll see if he can hold up to that when the real challenge of building consensus across so many diverse communities and when there are so many big ticket items that are being discussed.
WNYC's Anna Sale, thank you so much.
Thank you.